Hello, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. Welcome to Staging Life with Barb. I love that music. I'm so excited. What a great day it is. The sun is out, and I hope it's shining wherever you are. Wow, there's a lot going on at home in the Northwest with Mount St. Helens, isn't there? This morning I saw she was having steam and ash, and, you know, they have the most incredible scientists and the equipment that they're using, and I see it on CNN and Fox and all of the radio stations, and you're listening to KKNW 1150 on the dial, Positive Choice Talk Radio, and it's a joy to have you listening to my show. So, things are hopping and popping, and even over at Mount St. Helens. And Eric, as my producer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Barb. I'm clearly out of the pathway of Mount St. Helens, so feeling pretty good.
Well, I wondered your new place, because some of you have heard when Eric moved to his first property that he owns, which is really great to be a homeowner now. I hope you're still feeling that way.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you loving it?
I'm loving it.
Oh, good, good. And how far are you from Mount St. Helens? Can you see it?
Oh, no. No.
No.
I mean, Mount St. Helens, as you know, is more southern Washington.
Right.
And I'm in Tacoma, so I see Mount Rainier. So every day I see Mount Rainier, and I'm in the shadow of that. And, you know, hopefully Mount Rainier never blows its top. Because,
well, yeah, we hope that they aren't two sisters that decide to have an attack together.
That's right, right.
I flew over both of them, and the reason I said that, I just realized from being a bird, which I'm not, or in a plane, which I was, like a bird, you can see them almost side by side.
Either way,
the air.
Your arms are very tired, right?
Yeah, that's right. They really are. And from carrying a lot, too. But meanwhile, you can see them so closely when you're up in an airplane. They look so close together. And, of course, driving time is a ways away. And it's so exciting to me to remember the other. And, of course, in some ways that was a tragedy because we did lose lives during that eruption. And they are saying, and they did say last week, there would be no, you know, I don't think they said, evidence of molten rock. And now they're saying it could be rock as big as a house, kind of rocks that could fly 30,000 feet in the air. And, of course, who knows? No one knows. It's by the grace of God and whatever that mountain decides to do.
Well, this time it's like they have a lot of warning, so people have cleared out of the area well ahead of time. So if it does blow, at least everybody should be safe this time, which is definitely a good thing.
Well, I was thinking of the analogy of people, and sometimes, you know, people blow their tops, too. And they'll have some challenges or frustrations, and finally they just say, I can't take it anymore. Remember that? A line out of the movie where they were all leaning out the movie, in the movie, out the windows going, we're sick and tired, we're not taking it anymore.
Right.
Well,
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Was that Network?
Something like
Network.
That. That was a very good imitation.
Thank
that
you.
Was very good. And that's what Mount St. Helens is doing, and we have the choice ourselves as human beings of doing that. Of course, we hope that in our mannerisms and our communication together that we don't choose to do that. Sometimes it does do good to let off steam, but I find by walking on a treadmill or jogging down the street or punching a bag, it can be a lot easier.
I was going to say, let's do it like Mount St. Helens is doing it this time, like letting off some steam so we don't have a big eruption. Instead of like last time where she just erupted.
That's true.
Couldn't take it anymore.
that's a very good analogy, because when we stuff problems down or challenges and we don't vent a little, then it can really build up and then it can be a major breakdown or a major eruption, even with a human being. So, yeah, that's a good analogy, a very good analogy. And, you know, one day we were talking about something I wrote in my book, If You Wear Out Your Body, Where Will You Live, is the name of my book, to that life is like a recipe and that you mix your life well, hopefully, to be balanced. And when I said let it rise and serve it warm, that meant to, you know, take time to pray and write and think and dream and then stay fresh in the moment and also share with each other and talk about how you feel about things and not let things fester and go on. And so today's show, we have really wonderful guests. I've been thinking about my show a lot, and I'm very blessed to have such awesome guests that we have on Staging Life with Barb. And one of our gals, our first guest that's going to come on shortly, Shell Broadnax, who's the manager of my California office with StageTomes.com, has really done something I think wonderful in the community with her dog rescue work that we may talk with her about. And so there, she's oftentimes working with animals where someone vented on the animal. And so there are great people like Shell that do really great things to help not only human beings, but also to help, in this case, German Shepherd rescue for German Shepherds that have been mistreated. And so it's really good to think about not letting things build up and not venting in inappropriate ways, and yet to, at the same time, make sure that you're heard in a real calm, soft way, even if you have to say, please listen, I'm wanting to get some attention here. And if you need to let people know in a little bit more serious way, like go to your minister, go to your attorney, go to your doctor, whoever, and say, I need help. And there's a lot of help out there for all of us at different times when we need different professionals to help us. So as we start, one of the things I want to do is, I think Shell is on the line. Is she there?
Shell is there now.
Good, because Shell, how are you today?
I'm just fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show, and I want to reintroduce you. Shell is an accredited staging professional master, and her last name is Broadnax. I love your last name, and I can say it really well. And you are the manager for our California office of StageTomes.com, and you also do a lot of giving and charity work with the rescue, German Shepherd Rescue, and you are really involved with that. Is that true?
I am still involved with German Shepherd Rescue to a degree. I help with their fundraising efforts, but more of my rescue efforts are associated with seniors saving seniors.
Oh, yes, the older dogs, helping them and matching them up with someone that is loving and kind and needs a companion that might be a little bit older, too.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, let's take one thing at a time because you have a lot of talent. I know this firsthand. And the first thing I want to interview you about, and I'm so glad to have you on. It was a great idea of Sandy's. I had had you on earlier last year or this year. The years are going by way too quickly. And I want to talk about what you hear about staging from three different areas. One would be what you hear from people that are interested in starting a business and what some of their misunderstandings are. Then I'd like to hear what you hear from graduates that take our course about how to become an accredited staging professional real estate agent or an accredited staging professional stager. And then I'd like to hear about what the consumer says to you that you hear when people email us or call or write in about the changes that were made in their home. So let's start with the first. When people call and they say, I'm interested in this staging thing and maybe taking Barb's class or one of our talented trainers' classes, what are some of their questions and what do they understand and what are some of their misconceptions?
Sure. Well, typically I get a phone call from somebody who says, I just had the most fabulous idea over the weekend. It came to me, and what a great thing it would be if I could help people sell their homes by fixing it up and making them look better. And then I got on the internet, and boy, I guess someone's already done that. They've already, you know, developed the concept, so they don't want to reinvent the wheel. So they come to us asking how to go about doing it. And their number one concern is competition. And another concern is there's so much out there. How could I possibly do it all? Do I need the experience? Do I have to go to school for long periods of time? Typically, it's somebody that calls is someone that definitely has an eye for it. They move around their furniture in their own home. They walk into a friend's home, and they mentally move around their furniture. Some people tell their friends even, oh, why don't we try this over here? So typically, it's someone that has a knack for it, and then they call me and ask me about the program. And one of the big misconceptions is that you have to move all the furniture out and bring all new furniture in, which I let them know. Absolutely not. That's not creativity. Anybody can go out and rent rental furniture somewhere in and place it in a house, but the creative part of staging is about using what your client already has, because you do not have to invest a huge amount of money in order to have a successful staging. So that's one misconception.
So when we're talking about the fact that just going out and pulling in all of these pieces of furniture from a company, anybody could load that up, and so and could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, really. So sometimes they'll think that, and what we teach in our classes, of course, is how important creativity is. So you really, I think you get to hear a lot of across the board from far right to far left, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, what about the people after they take our classes? What do they say as real estate agents or as stagers?
That it's, they're just blown away. I mean, they go into the class thinking, okay, I'm going to get some information on how to do this. And they walk out of this thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how much information I got on this. And there's so much to it, but yet it doesn't have to be so difficult. And most of the people that come out of the courses, Barb, it's not only just their business life that changes, their personal lives change. They literally walk out different people. They have a whole new understanding about themselves and about just how the universe can work with them and not against them and how they have control over it. And they just really walk out ready to hit the floor running. And they go back after the weekend's over, and Monday morning they're up and they're ready to work, and they're up very early working on their career books and getting their feature pages done and are just very, very much enthused. And then after about 3 or 4 days, I start getting phone calls from people saying, I've already got my first job. I get people, believe it or not, this is the power of our website, is that Monday morning I will get people that are just flying in, you know, from the seminar, from whether they flew from, and they've already got emails from our website referrals asking them about staging jobs.
Oh, my gosh, I get so excited to hear that. That is a big deal.
They're very much amazed by it and how it works, and they're very appreciative of the website and the follow-up care that we give them, and to be able to continue to care for them and with them and help them through any further questions that they might have. And they're just thrilled, and they love it. And most of the people are, they're not in belief of how quickly they can get their business up and running.
It's so exciting. You know, it is my joy to promote other people and really do all that I know how to do, and I continually learn to empower other people, and that's one of my goals. And this time right now, it's just so great to be able to hear you talk about what you hear on the phone and how people, wow, how they, you know, let us know that it really does work. We are number one in the world in staging and with Yahoo and Google, and we offer through our sites, everyone listening, not only the class to earn your designation, but also for you to find an accredited staging professional, realtor, and stager to list your home and stage it. And then also we have homes that are staged that you can see that are for sale. And these are the beautiful houses that have really, people have taken their time to get them ready for sale, because there are a lot of websites with homes, and yet many of them don't show well. Most of them don't. And so we are the only site that has homes that are staged for sale. So we're going to go to commercial break, and I'm going to ask you to hold on, Shell, because I'm very excited to have you tell more of what you hear. And it's such a joy to have you in not only my company, but just in my life and working together and all the great things that you do all the time. So just thank you, and you hold on right. And now, everybody, you're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio. That's what we want to do, make positive choices. And we're going to be right back to 1150 AM KKNW on the dial. Listen to our great sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. I hope your week has started off really well, except if you were Mount St. Helens. You know, she's rocking and puffing out steam, and we were talking about her earlier today. It's really amazing to watch the strength of nature. Florida, of course, can testify to that, as well as other countries and provinces down there and islands. And, wow, now we're seeing some of that in the Northwest, and hopefully it's going to be that no one will be harmed or hurt from where an eruption or any kind of venting from that mountain might be. We were also saying that it's really good to, as human beings, not to erupt, which sometimes we do, and yet good to let a little bit off as we go so we don't have a major eruption like Mount St. Helens may be having. So I hope your day is going really well. It's always so exciting to me to be on the air with you. It's one of the biggest highlights of my week, if not the biggest highlight, and we have Shel Brodnax on, who is the manager of StageTrums.com, the number one company, which happens to be my company, and today I get to interview my manager in California. I'm so excited, Shel, to have you on the air. Thank you for being on with me.
Thank you.
Please tell us, what do you hear about when the consumer calls in and says, my house is just staged, or letters that you receive or emails that you get? What do people say after their home is staged?
They don't want to move.
Typically,
they call in and just say they're just amazed. And most of them are pretty much speechless that, you know, one, they didn't even know about the service ahead of time, and they wish they'd known because they would have been doing this years previously in selling homes. Two, they can't believe, you know, the creativity that was brought into the home and how different everything looks. And then, of course, when it sells quickly and it sells for over their list price, they're just ecstatic that the investment that they put forward, they're making back just time and time and time again. Some people can invest $2,000 and get a $100,000 return. And the stock market doesn't give you that for sure. And they're just totally thrilled with it, and they do love it. And typically they want the stagers to come and help them stage to live. So if they're nearby, they have the stager come out and help them move into the new house.
Well, you know, the way you express that just couldn't be put in a better way. It's, you know, we're very, very blessed to have and help facilitate other people having such a creative business that brings such joy to people. People love what we do. And to see people even cry, I just read an email this morning where one of our ASP realtors and stagers helped a family that was almost dysfunctional. It had gotten really out of control. And the woman was a chronic shopper and was putting the family into jeopardy, into bankruptcy. And the husband was pretty much a real, real workaholic to stay away from the home environment. And so they had to sell the property. And to hear the story of unpiling clothes that were piled high in the living room, you could hardly walk through it. And this is an extreme case, and we see from far right to far left, as I said before, as well as in many in the middle. And when they actually started staging, they found a grand piano buried in the living room under all these stacks of clothes. So when this woman was a chronic shopper, she had bought over $200,000 worth of shoes and mink coats for her 6-year-old daughter. I mean, it was really off the charts. And this family now is in counseling and really being helped. The house is staged. It's sold. It's so exciting to know the differences. And even an extreme situation all the way down to a situation or up to a situation, whichever way you want to say it, where people just say, thank you, this was just a fabulous service. So everything in between, all it just encompasses it all because it really does help people breathe more. They feel freer in their properties. Most of them, you're right, say, oh, I don't think we should move now. And, of course, I always say, oh, you tease.
That's
course
right.
You're moving.
Of course you're moving.
But
don't
the good news is we can stage to live, as you said. What's your favorite part about being with StageTrums.com?
Oh, to pick one? I don't know. I'm just so blessed that I've met you and Kirk and to have my position here at StageTrums.com. I've been blessed that I've been allowed some creativity, and I've kind of grown into the position of doing the marketing and now managing the Concord office. I just love every single aspect of my job. It doesn't bother me when I go home at night and turn on my emails and still continue to work. I love to get up in the morning and come into work. I love one of the highlights of my day is talking to stagers that call me that say, I have a challenge. Help me with this challenge. And then I interview them or look at pictures of things that they've done and can give them suggestions on things to do. And I absolutely love it because you get immediate feedback. It's kind of like being on a stage in a theater. You give your performance and you hear the feedback immediately. And when the stagers report back to me like that was a great idea or it worked, I just love it. I love being a part of helping people get ahead. And for me to be more successful, I have to help other people to be more successful. And that makes me more successful. And I think that's probably one of the number one things I get out of my position.
Well, that's just the best. It gives me goosebumps to hear you say it. And the way you put that it comes across so clearly. And when we love what we do and we get positive feedback, like I know you do, it is what could be more joyous. I mean, it's such a pleasure to know that I can count on you personally and do totally, and that the answers that you're giving are really right on the dime, and you also, though, don't presume anything and check in with me if there's something that you want, you know, thoughts or advice on, because I've been working on this for 32 years.
Right.
And you have been with the company now just really about, what, a year and a half?
Yes, February will be 2 years.
Yeah. And so what you've learned and what you've applied is just amazing for me to watch and see. And Eric, I know you're listening, and we're growing. We really have a team of about 15 now with StageTones.com.
That's great.
And it really is exciting to see, because I started with myself, and then no pages on the website. We have about 1,500, give or take, because about 1,300, 12 to 1,300 are in the university that the public can't see. It's for our graduates. And to become the source that we have for the public and for realtors and stagers alike, it just feels really good. And I think for people that own businesses, I was just interviewed by the San Francisco Business Times, which was an honor, and we were voted one of the top 100 fastest growing companies in the Bay Area, which is really interesting to me and an honor, as well as our office in Seattle. And so when we think about that, they said to me, what do you think that requires? And I said, to have a dream and to stay strong with your dream like a laser beam, stay focused and know what you want, stay open to how it will show up, because you never know what new creative idea or person may come in your life, and help empower and support great people. Surround yourself with people that will share in the dream and take part in the dream. And I think it's important to have people in your company that are not takers but givers, so that everybody benefits, and yet they're just not like, gimme, gimme, gimme. They're like, what can I do for the company? Because they have the genius to know that when the company does well, they do well, because it goes hand in hand. And so when you have people like Shell, which I'm very blessed to have on my team, and people like my husband Kirk Bohr, and then BJ Johnson up in the Seattle area, and Sheldon Hooker out on Bainbridge Island, and Ross Dunn up in Victoria, B.C., and then we have our other team of Gary Hill here in the Bay Area of California, and Sandy Campbell. And then we've got Christine Ray, who's out in the Toronto, St. Catharines area of Canada. And then we have Linnell Hartman, who is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Jackie Riggins, who's in Wichita, Kansas. And Joey, who's in the Bay Area, O'Donnell. And those four great women, and you start looking at Chris Fisher, who's right in the Bay Area and our site administrator, and Terry Lynn Fisher, who happens to be her mother, who introduced Shell to me, and you just look at the strength of all those people working together when before there was one, and now there is a group, and you see the synergy that can come from that. It is really exciting. And it lets me know in my soul, any of you listening, whatever your dreams are, you can make them happen. You have to stay strong to it, and don't let the naysayers nibble away at you, and don't let people say you can't do this, you can't do that. And there's a lot of people out there that'll tell you that, and some of them are your relatives or very close to you. And when you know in your soul, it's one of those knowings that I call it, and I see that in Shell, and I see that with your senior saving senior dog rescue, too. You have this knowing about you. Nothing can stop any of us. Nothing.
Absolutely.
I mean, on my desk right now, you've seen it. I have this little calendar thing that was on my birthday, actually, January 9th. And so one year I tore it off. That was in 1999. My gosh, that was a good omen, because 9 is my number. And I tore it off and I framed it, Eric, and it says, everything is possible. And I really believe that. Peace is possible. Prosperity is possible.
Can I add something to that, Barb, too, about being successful?
Huh?
Can I add something about,
yeah,
you know,
please,
doing your dreams,
yes,
and being successful?
Yes, I get
successful
on a roll. Interrupt me. Go, girl.
Some of the things that I've noticed about some key people that are in my life and myself and just other people that I've had the pleasure to work with, when you get somebody who's very successful, some of the qualities that they all have is that, one, they all develop systems within their work process. Two, they all have a mentor or somebody else that they can bounce an idea off. Even if you're the president of a company or you're the director or a manager, you still have somebody that you can go to that you trust, and everybody should have that. And three, a lot of people, and the majority of people that are very successful, also volunteer in their community for something. I do it with my senior rescue. Barb does it with the American Heart Association. There's just so many things out there that you can volunteer some time, and it just gives back to the community. And like I said before, if you want to be successful, you got to help others be successful. And by helping yourself or your community, doing something out, reaching out outside of your own box, it really does help, and it adds to you as a person and how successful you are with all the businesses and what you do, and keeping a positive attitude even when people say you can't do something. When you said even a relative, years ago I had a relative tell me that I could not become a licensed private investigator. Well, I showed them. I went out and did it, had a very successful company for a lot of years, and you just can't let the negative people in your sphere of influence. You have to keep it positive.
It's really, really true. It's really, really true. And as long as we believe, that's the key, and hold to the vision and surround yourself with as many positive people as you can, and also inform people that maybe aren't positive that you would like to be with them, and when you're with them, they will have to function in a positive way for you to be with them. And I finally learned to do that in my life. And I'm doing that with very close people in my life now, to say that I really want you in my life, I love you, and for you to be in my life in this moment and talk with me, I want to hear positive things. Now, that does not mean we stick our head in the sand. That does not mean that we don't look at issues. That does not mean that we don't deal with things that sometimes are real challenges. It means, though, that we look for the positive things of what can we learn, what can we do, and what do we do to solve it, not harping and dwelling on the problem. We can state that over and over again. That's not hard to do. So it's moving it to the solution and looking for the good. And you're one of the best things in my life, Shell, and I'm just so thrilled to have you in my life and managing our office now. This is meant to be in California, and that gives me the opportunity to be in other places teaching, like Denver a week ago, and back at our Whidbey home in Seattle, and now back in California, and then tomorrow we go to Orange County to give our accredited program there. So any of you listening that have realtor friends or someone that wants to learn about staging, call our 800 number, 800-392-7161. Before we go to break, I'm going to say it again. 800-392-7161, and ask for Shell. You just met her and heard her on the phone, and whether you're a person that wants to have your home staged or someone that wants to learn more about what staging is or wants to become an accredited staging professional and start a business or just wants to ask about it, or a realtor that says, gosh, I understand I can get 14 clock hours in California and 15 in Washington state, and how do I sign up for my designation in the class? Call Shell, like a seashell. She's beautiful. S-H-E-L-L, 800-392-7161. Shell, thanks so much for being on. It's been great having
you. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. I will see you soon. Everybody stay tuned, because when we come back, we have very special guests. In addition to Shell today, we have Martha Murray, and she is the Whidbey Children's Theater Director on Whidbey Island, and they have a big deal coming up, and also a father and daughter team, an actor and actress, and it's going to be very exciting to hear what they have to share with us. I'm really looking forward to it. We love our children, and this is a way, just a small way, that we can support them, and I'm glad you're listening today to Positive Choice Talk Radio. That's alternative talk. That means it's positive on 1150 a.m. on the dial, KKNW. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm so glad you're listening today. This show is Staging Life with Barb, and that's because we talk about all aspects of life, your home and staging ideas, decorating ideas. We talk about your health, and that has to do with nutrition and exercise. It's called life, and your life is a stage, and we talk about the arts as well. And it's a real honor and pleasure to have you listening and to welcome to my show Martha Murphy, and she is the director of Whidbey Children's Theater on Whidbey Island. Welcome, Martha.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm just so glad. This is a God thing that you're on. I'm just thrilled to have you on the show, and I know we have some other guests with you. And I want to interview you first. Tell us, how long have you been involved with Whidbey's Children's Theater?
Well, I moved to beautiful Whidbey Island back in 1981, and I was a single mom with two young girls, and I wanted to find something that I could do that involved them. And having grown up in a family with seven children myself and singing around the piano, entertainment and working with children was just, you know, secondhand to me. So I started having classes for kids my children's age in my home, and that kind of was the birth of Whidbey Children's Theater. And so I've been doing that since 1981, and it's just grown. And in this past year, we have become a nonprofit charitable organization and found a new home and have a board of directors and are just expanding our programming and growing. And so I've been really, and I'm trained as a secondary English teacher, so I've also taught at the high school level English, so it was a natural to go right into theater.
Well, we are really blessed to have you on the island, and you know, Whidbey Island is my home, and too, and ever since I've lived there, I've heard nothing but rave reviews about you and the great things that you do, and it's just such a joy, even on the phone, to be able to connect together and to share you with my listeners, our listeners, and so as we think about supporting our children and really letting them become all that they can be, I just can't compliment you enough on the great work that I hear that you've done and continue to do. And turning this wonderful adventure and marvelous work that you're doing into a nonprofit group,
mm-hmm.
that takes a lot of work.
It does. I really thought that when I began to grow and have all these people helping me, that it would give me a breather, but I'm busier than ever. But wow, I'm really working. At this point, I'm working 7 days a week, and I'm especially busy right now because we are opening the biggest production we've ever done this Friday for a three-weekend run. We're producing Les Miserables School Edition, and we have a cast of 50 youth ages 7 to 17 who are producing this opera-inspired work that was based on the Victor Hugo novel. And, you know, it played in London and in Broadway for years, and now we have a school version.
Well, that is amazing. Now tell everyone where the performances are going to be, and I want especially to have you announce the dates.
Okay, I'd love to do that. The show is being staged. We're using the South Whidbey High School Performing Arts Center. It's a state-of-the-art theater that seats 600, and we have a student orchestra, and the show opens October the 8th, and it runs through the 24th of October, and we are doing a total of 8 performances. 4 of them are evening performances, and 4 of them are matinee performances. So I can give you a phone number that your listeners can call, and I also you can get tickets online.
Well, we really do want that phone number. What is the phone number?
The phone number for tickets is 360-221-8707.
Now let's do that again. I'm a young school teacher. I used to be an old school teacher too, but I'm a young school teacher, and so I always know that repetition is one of the mothers of learning. So that was 360.
Correct.
221.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 8.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
8707.
8707.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Good. That is correct.
One more time. We have 360. Everybody, write this down. I just did. 221-8707.
That's right.
And what's the website?
Well, you can go to our website, Whidbey Children's Theater. It is www.wchildrenstheater.org.
So it's www, of course, and then it's wchildren.
There's no other dot in it. It's just wchildrenstheater.org.
So it's children's with an S.
Mm-hmm. Childrens.
Theater.
And then theater.
Mm-hmm. And then .org.
Mm-hmm.
For organization. Now, once that you said we had the three W's that all websites start with.
Mm-hmm.
So, that, you know, the regular World Wide Web.
Then there's a dot.
Then there's another W.
And there's another W, which is the W for WIDBY.
For WIDBY, that's what I thought. Okay, good. So, really appreciate you taking your time to share that with us. So, everybody, again, it's W Children's Theater, children with an S, .org.
Correct.
You can see it. And so you said there are 50 children involved.
That's right. Ages 7 to 17, and we have a backstage crew, and we have a student orchestra. And I invited a couple of people to be here with me for your show today, and what we found is that there's a lot, we have a lot of siblings that do the show, and this, we have a few that have three in the family on stage, but this is an interesting family effort. We have one of our older girls is playing the lead of Cosette, and her father is our orchestra conductor, and they're both here with me now.
That is so wonderful. Now, what I think I'm going to do, because we'll have a commercial break in
mm-hmm.
a few minutes, and we need our sponsors to stay on the air,
good.
Is that I want to interview you a couple more minutes, and then we'll take our break, and then when we come back, then I can almost exclusively devote the time with the two of them.
Great.
And so now, when you talk about the 50 children involved in this production alone, how many children do you see involved overview with the theater on a regular basis, coming that care and want to be involved more and more?
Well, our summer is our busiest time, and we worked with approximately 250 children this summer doing a combination of musical workshops, improvisation, preschool, everything from preschool drama through to polished pieces that we staged. We did the Music Man this past summer. And we have a growing staff of very talented instructors and people who really love working with children. But we sort of specialize in musical theater. I found that children do like to sing, and if you can catch them early before they think that they have to be afraid, you can get some amazing talent.
And you do work with children that have been afraid, and they're coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I'm sure, support that and really help in, you know, special ways them unleash their creativity.
Absolutely. I often have parents, you know, who will call and say, I'd really like to get my child involved, but they're really nervous about it, or they don't feel confident, or they don't think they can do it. And I say, you know, there's always a place for them. There's so many little things that can happen for them. And make sure they know that they can come and try the class out and see if they're comfortable. And if they are, they can stay in the class. You know, lots of times I get them involved in some technical aspect. But the important thing is just for my teachers and myself, we are always very sensitive to what the children need. And we want to create a safe environment where they can really grow and gain confidence, self-confidence, and expression. I mean, we know that the very small percentage of kids who go through programs like this actually go on to make a career of it. But they utilize all the skills that they develop in this process in whatever field they enter. And it's also very helpful with the work that they do in school.
So
we start them really young. I have a lot of students in this Les Mis production that I've worked with since they were 4 and 5 years old. Because I'm now on my second generation student.
Wow, that is so exciting.
It's kind of shocking, but fun too.
Now, we will need to go to break here. And as we do that, so there the different areas they could be involved in are acting, directing, the set design, lighting,
mm-hmm.
costumes,
mm-hmm.
makeup.
And, you know, and in this, like this particular show, they can be in our student orchestra. So.
Oh, that is so great.
And they do. We have a Les Mis is a huge technical show, and our stage manager is a student.
Wow.
So.
Well, you stay with us and your two special guests, which are our special guests. Everyone, you're listening to KKNW, and that is 11:50 a.m. on your dial. We want you to listen every Monday and Friday from 2 to 3 to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz. We're going to go to our commercial break. We'll be right back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks for listening today to Staging Life with Barb. We are now on every Friday as well from 2 to 3 o'clock, and you can listen online on the Internet as well as KKNW 11:50 a.m. on the dial. I've been interviewing Martha Murphy, and she is the founder and director of WIDBY Children's Theater on WIDBY Island. And I am so impressed with her sincere caring and love for what she's doing with the children and how it's grown. And she has two special guests. And so, Martha, would you please introduce us to your guests? And let's start with Dad first.
Okay. I'd like for your listeners to get a chance to meet Michael Yacko, who's the father of one of our student actors who came forward when we were looking for a conductor. And he himself is a musician, and he has come on, and he's conducting our student orchestra for Les Miserables School Edition. And here he is.
Good afternoon.
Michael, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Barb Schwartz. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us, Barb.
Well, we're really honored to do that, and it'll be my joy to have you back and have even more time in the future. And tell us now, you are conducting the orchestra, is that right?
That's correct.
And how many musicians do you have?
We have 15 musicians in our orchestra, and we have strings, three keyboards, a full percussion section, brass, woodwinds, the whole works.
And how many are in the orchestra?
A total of 15 kids.
Wow, and what's the age span in the orchestra?
We go all the way from 12 to 64 years old, I believe.
Well, I'm like that 64-year-old kid.
and let me tell you, she's the most spry of the whole group.
I believe it. That is so wonderful. How long have you been involved with Whidbey Children's Theater?
Well, actually, I just got involved with them with this production. My daughter has been in a couple productions for them, and they were canvassing for a conductor, and my daughter had offered my name up without my knowledge.
That is so great. Where have you conducted before?
I've conducted down in Carmel, California.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, for the Pacific Repertory Theater.
Wow. Now, how long have you been on Whidbey Island?
Just a year.
Oh, we are so blessed to have you there, and I love Carmel, too. Whidbey Island's my home. We live out on Smuggler's Cove Road.
Oh, okay.
And which city are you living in?
We're in Green Bank.
So you're up there. You know where I am, because I'm in Green Bank, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which area are you in?
We're just past the telephone booth that's in the middle of nowhere on Classic Road.
That's famous. I have pictures of that. I show my friends. They don't believe it exists. Well, we're almost neighbors, man, because we're just south of Lagoon Point on some acreage there.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward, Michael, to meeting you and to hearing the performance. And I just want to say thank you for coming to be on the show and waiting to be on. I know you had to wait a little bit. And thank you, because I do want to have you back. And to the great, really wonderful thing you're doing to honor the children and to work with them and to work with Whidbey's Children's Theater and with Martha. It's just great.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, you just will not believe the amount of phenomenal talent that's in both the orchestra and the cast and all the support people. It just is mind-boggling how good these kids are. It's just incredible.
Well, thank you for working with them, and I want to meet one of them right now, your daughter, Samantha.
Sure. Here she is.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Barb.
You're welcome. Hello? Samantha, hi.
Hi.
This is Barb Schwartz, and thank you for being on our show.
No problem.
I'm so appreciative of you waiting and being able to be on the show, and it's been great to hear your dad's voice and also to listen to Martha talk about the theater. And how long have you been involved with Whidbey Children's Theater?
Actually, we just moved here, so I'm involved in Les Mis, and I was in one show before. Like, I was in Into the Woods with them because I asked to be a part of it because I had done a production in the school.
Yes.
And my friends had always done Whidbey Children's Theater with them before.
Good.
And they told me about it, and so I decided that I wanted to do it.
Good. Now, what is your age, may I ask?
I'm 15 years old.
Well, we're just thrilled to have you. And what year in school are you?
I'm a sophomore.
And how is school going this year?
School is going really good, actually.
Oh, good. And what role do you play, then, in the production that's coming up?
I play the role of Cosette. She is Jean Valjean's adopted daughter.
Now, are you singing?
Uh-huh.
And speaking?
No, this is actually, it's an all-sung.
It's an opera or an operetta.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us again the actual dates that the show is on. I know Martha's got
this
there.
This Friday.
I'm sorry?
They start this Friday.
This Friday.
At 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Till, what's the last day? Oh, I know, but what's the last day?
So the show is
It goes to the 24th.
The 24th, and I'm going to announce that tickets can be purchased by calling 360, that's Whidbey's, you know, area code, 221-8707.
Yep, that's
and
correct.
So it would be really great for all of you listening over in Seattle or the east side to come over to Whidbey Island. It's only a 15-minute ferry ride, and go to see the wonderful projection of Les Mis with the Children's Theater of Whidbey. And again, that number is 360-221-8707. What's your favorite part about being in the theater group?
Probably how many friends I've made.
Oh, isn't that great?
I've made so many. And just being able to do Les Mis is awesome.
Wow.
You don't really get a chance to do it.
No.
And
it's
a difficult show.
Is it hard?
Uh-huh.
I would think it would be difficult. How long did it take you to learn your lines and the music?
It took us all 2.5 months.
Yeah. Did you rehearse then a lot on your own at home?
Uh-huh, yeah. We actually auditioned for it in the spring of last year.
Wow. And then you drafted your dad, I hear.
What?
I hear you drafted your dad.
Yeah, he didn't know that I told them that he was a conductor. They asked for one before, and I was like, oh, well, he's done some stuff. And then they were just like, okay, we'll have him come in. We'll talk to him. And
well,
now he's the conductor.
Good for you, girl. And he stepped up to the plate, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your dad's a good dad, and I can tell that you're a pretty neat person yourself.
I hope so.
To meet you. I hear we don't live too far apart because we're on Smuggler's Cove Road over on Whidbey Island, and you're close to the phone booth, and I know where that is. It's famous.
Yeah.
And so sometime I hope that we get to meet each other. It'd be my joy and honor to meet you and your father.
Well, I hope that we can meet you, too.
Well, that would be great, and
that'd
I
really,
really look forward to seeing the show because, you know, is it every Friday night for the next 3 weeks and then Saturday afternoon, or is it Saturday nights, too?
It depends on what weekend it is, really.
Okay. So to get the schedule, they can either call or they can go to wchildrenstheater.org.
Yep.
For W for Whidbey, and then children's with an S, theater.org, and find out there. Because I really want to support you and the whole cast, the whole production, Martha, your dad, all of you, what you're doing, because together we're in this thing called life, and we want to support the arts, and we really want to support each other in our creative work. And I work in creative work as well. And so
and we got to run, Barb.
We got to go, girl. You give my best to Martha and give my best to your dad.
Okay.
Samantha, thanks for being on. And
thanks for having
me. I'll have
us.
You on after the show is over. That would be great.
What?
I'll have you back when the show is done.
Oh, well, great.
That would be great. And everyone, thanks for listening to KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb. I'll talk with you Friday from 2 to 3. We'll see you then.